From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In this summer's debate over a health care bill, the fate of a public option, a government-run competitor to private insurance plans, has become the most contentious issue. President Obama described it yesterday as a means, perhaps one of several, of achieving the desired end of controlling health care costs. Former Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean has been one of the loudest voices on the president's left, calling a public option a must. And Governor Dean joins us now from Vermont Public Radio. Welcome to
the program. How are
you? Fine. Governor Dean, the president spent yesterday trying to assure some of his more liberal supporters that his administration has not jettisoned a public option in pursuit of bipartisan support. Are you assured that the White House considers it as important as you do?
Well, first of all, I don't think this is a left-right issue. I think this is a common sense issue. The fact is that only Medicare has controlled costs better than the private sector. Now, Medicare doesn't do a terribly great job of controlling costs, but they do a much better job than private health insurance does. The reason that you need a public option for real health care reform is not because the left is right and the right is wrong. It's because average Americans believe that if they have a choice of a competitive system that's different than the system they have now, they can make it work for them.
And
I think that makes sense.
Did you hear in President Obama's public remarks yesterday that same sentiment or a much more tentative approach to a public option?
You know, I try to avoid parsing out the statements of public officials. That's what you all do. Look, it's very clear what President Obama said during the campaign. His plan was very moderate. His plan was a compromise between what we have now and a single payer. But the great possibility of this plan that the president's put forward is it gives the American people the choice. If they want reform for themselves, they can have it. If they don't, they can stick with what they've got. That is the most reasonable solution.
But if it is indeed, as you say, a common sense point, here, let me put this week's Washington Post ABC News poll response to you. Support there for a public option has fallen from 62% in June to 52% now. The number who oppose a public option, according to the Post-ABC News poll, is now 46%. That's 13 points since June. If the public actually favors the idea of having the choice of a public insurance plan, why are those numbers then going in the opposite direction?
What most likely has something to do with the way the questions were asked. Now, I'm not familiar with that poll, but there was another poll yesterday that showed support for a public option was over 80%. And we do know from polling, because I've seen some polling about messaging, is that when you talk about health care reform, a lot of people disapprove of it. When you explain the president's health care reform views and his bill, then people support it overwhelmingly.
The Princeton economist Uwe Reinhardt, whose field is health care economics, writes in a New York Times blog that you can have reform without a public option. And I'll quote what he says. Germany, the Netherlands, and Switzerland all do offer their citizens permanent, portable, and stable financial security and health care without the inclusion of a government-run health plan in the mix. That achievement, however, requires fairly heavy regulation of the insurance industry. Is heavy regulation really harder to legislate than a government-run insurance
absolutely,
plan?
Absolutely, yes. Uwe, I think Uwe is fantastic. He's absolutely one of the best health care economists in the country. And he's right. It is possible to do universal health care without having a government-run program. And Switzerland and the Netherlands both do it. Germany's a little bit of a hybrid. But they regulate their insurance industry like they regulate utilities in my state. They tell people how much profit they can make, how much salary they can make, what they can and can't do, what investments they can make. I don't object to that. I'm not – that's why I said in the beginning this is not really the left or the right. I'm not – I don't take the position of the public option because I'm a liberal or I'm in the left. I take it because it's the only thing I think is going to work.
The Democratic Party, if they pass a health care reform that has only Democratic votes, save for a couple of other couple of Republican outliers, will then spend a couple of years having passed this bill and seeing it signed into law before anything changes, before
well,
it
that's a mistake. That, I think, is a mistake. And I'm trying to avoid criticizing Congress over issues other than the public option because it's the one I think matters the most for reform. But from a political point of view, I would put some of this in place right away. If you allowed adults to sign up for Medicare and pay premiums as they should based on income, which is what the president's proposing, you wouldn't have to wait to set up the public option because it wouldn't be separate. You already have the bureaucracy in place to do it, the claims and so forth and so on. But I think if you're going to pass this bill, you better have something to show the American people for it because the Republicans will continue to go out and make all these outlandish statements of the kind they've been making.
So it would be advantageous to the Democratic Party to have some tangible benefit from their health care bill before they go to the polls next, rather than just have a bill that everybody argues about what it's going to do in 2013, you're saying?
That's right. And the easiest way to do that is to have a public option, which is basically Medicare, that you could sign up for if you're under 65.
Howard Dean, former governor of Vermont, former Democratic National Chairman, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me on, Robert.